Well, good Friday morning, beloved. Our week together is coming to a close, isn't it? My, how time flies. This week, we are in Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 1, and today's reading includes two parables depicting status reversal in which persons of low social rank, a widow and a tax collector, serve as models of prayer. The first parable teaches about not becoming discouraged, and the second one is about being humble. So let's go ahead. Again, God's saving word for this week has been mercy and forgiveness. Let's begin. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to teach them that they should always pray and never become discouraged. In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. And there was a widow in that same town who kept coming to him and pleading for her rights, saying, "Help me against my opponent." For a long time, the judge refused to act. But at last, he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or respect people, yet because of all the trouble this widow is giving me, I will see to it that she gets her rights. If I don't, she will keep on coming and finally wear me out." And the Lord continued, "Listen to what the corrupt judge said. Now, will God not judge in favor of his own people who cry to him day and night for help? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will judge in their favor and do it quickly. But will the Son of Man find faith on earth when he comes?" Jesus also told this parable to people who were sure of their own goodness and despised everybody else. Once there were two men who went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood apart by himself and prayed, "I thank you, God, that I am not greedy, dishonest, or an adulterer like everybody else. I thank you that I'm not like this tax collector over there. I fast 2 days a week, and I give you 1/10 of all my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and would not even raise his face to heaven, but he beat on his own breast and he said, "God, have pity on me, a sinner." "I tell you," said Jesus, "the tax collector, and not the Pharisee, was in the right with God when he went home. For those who make themselves great will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be made great." And today's key verse is Luke chapter 18, verse 14, where Jesus said, "Those who make themselves great will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be made great." You know, it's interesting that we have two prayers here about people are, you know, of no great social status, a widow and a tax collector, which was considered the scum of the earth by a proper Jewish person back in the first century. But both of those had found out a secret about prayer. The widow had found out that if she is consistent in her prayer, God is going to hear her cry and answer her prayer. And the tax collector discovered that God is not impressed by our bank account or how righteous we try to present ourselves in public. He's concerned with our hearts, and that tax collector had won God's heart by his attitude. Let us pray. Lord God, have pity on me, a sinner. I humbly confess my sins to you and thank you and praise you for your forgiveness and your steadfast love and mercy. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. I look forward to seeing all of you in church on Sunday. And then on Monday, we'll pick up again, this time in Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, where we learn about the Israelites being slaves in Egypt. Until that time, you just keep praying. You hang in there, just like that widow lady found out. You know, she was going to weary that judge to death until he came through for her. How much more our Heavenly Father is just waiting for the chance to hear and to answer our prayers. God bless.